I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Welcome. So we back with the compilations. If you don't remember, last season we were doing compilations of the most viral and most crazy TikTok videos that we had created that week, and it was a very popular segment. It blew up on the show. It helped blow up the show, and it's pretty much us just playing back to back. Like I said, our best content from TikTok that went viral that week, and you guys seemed to enjoy it. I had ended it for the second season because I didn't think that we still needed it. You know what I'm saying? Since we're doing like kind of going back through the catalog and going through this season, and you know, taking certain topics and talking about it in the group setting with my co-hosts, but I decided, you know, we got so many of these videos. We're still pumping them out at a high rate. You guys never stop loving them. People miss the compilations. Why not offer? Like, why not drop them? So we're going to bring the compilations back, start dropping them again for season two. The same old format, back to back. And we're just going to let them play. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the show. I am Joe Stone. Leave us a review if you don't mind. Give us 5 stars. That'll help a lot. Share the podcast. Tell a friend. Help us grow this thing. We do appreciate that as well. And we hope you enjoy. Am I the asshole for refusing to help my parents, even if they end up homeless and on the street with serious medical conditions after what they did to me? Well, that's a mouthful. It sounds terrible. Let's find out. I, 28-year-old female, was raised by my super religious parents. It was a fight to be able to go to a normal college and not a Christian one with weird rules. When I did that, they said they would not be paying for my schooling until I came back to the right path. After struggling for a couple of months, a friend told me that the strip club she was working at was hiring. I had been dancing my entire life and had a good figure, so I was hired pretty fast. Good on you. A few months in, I dropped out of college because I was making serious money. About $3,000 for a bad week and up to $11,000 for a really good one. When my parents found out, they disowned me. The same goes for all of my extended family except for 2 cousins. Fast forward 9 years, I own my own house outright, a Tesla, and I don't have debt. I also own an apartment building that I rent. Stripping has a short lifespan, and I also have investments. Fast forward to now, my parents have contacted me. Apparently, my father lost his business during COVID. My mom has always been a stay-at-home mom, and they declare bankruptcy and are struggling. They live in an old camper. And also, apparently, my mom is diabetic now, and my dad has always had heart problems. They wanted my help. I said no. I don't have parents anymore. And furthermore, according to their religion and church, my money was earned while sinning, so to use it is to damn your soul to hell, and I really didn't want that for them. Good daughter. Good point. My mom started crying, and my dad said that they didn't know where they went wrong with me. That was the last of it from them. A couple of aunts and uncles called, but they changed their family helps family tune very fast when I asked why they weren't helping them themselves. But now, a couple of weeks later, I'm starting to feel like I was an a-hole to them because a month's income from stripping would make a really big change for them, but I won't even miss it that bad. So am I the a-hole? Well, let's get this right. You are not the a-hole for taking care of yourself and feeling hurt by what your parents did to you. But this is the thing. What kind of person do you want to be? Do you want to be the kind of person they were to you, or do you want to be a better person than the person they were to you? Because at the end of the day, those are your parents. You don't want to do anything or make a decision out of pain that will cause you more pain in the future. And what do I mean? If something happens to your parents in the next couple of years and you have the ability to help and be there for them, make their lives easier, even after all they've done, and maybe even rebuild their relationship, would you take it? Would you do that? Can you live with them with things being the way they are and staying like this forever? Is that what you really want? There's no right answer. You just have to make that decision for yourself. I would say that usually getting back at people is not the best route. Be the best person that you can be. And I think the real revenge is showing them how good of a person you've become without them and making them regret how they treated you when you treat them the way family is supposed to actually treat family. But again, do not do any of this at the expense of your own happiness. I want you to be the best version of yourself that you possibly can, but I also don't want you sacrificing yourself for people who do not give a fuck about you. But no, you are not the a-hole. They still are. Hit the follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I am Joe Stone. But I'm an 18-year-old female, and I think that my boyfriend's dad hit on me, but I don't know if I'm reading too much into the situation. Can you help me out? Okay, let's find out. I've been dating my boyfriend, who's a 19-year-old male, for 5 years. We were friends since kindergarten and started dating during a field trip in middle school and have been basically inseparable since then. My parents are a lot older than his. I'm in the middle of 9 kids, 2 older, 6 younger, and he's an only child. And his parents had him really young, so his dad is only like 36 and his mom is 43. Both of them felt like second parents to me. Going over his house was always so nice. He has his own room. His parents leave us alone. He never has siblings eating our entire snack or meal I make for us before we even get a chance to eat it. It literally felt like a sanctuary. sanctuary for me. Then last night, I was leaving at like 2 a.m. Usually my boyfriend walks me to my car, but sometimes we fall asleep in the den. So I just leave quietly when I wake up since I can't sleep over because my mom needs me to help with my siblings in the morning. His dad was out on the porch drinking a beer and smoking. I'd never seen him smoke before, but I sort of knew him, and my boyfriend's mom were fighting since it seemed like they were really tense during dinner. He seemed kind of drunk, but whatever. So I was like, have a great night. Thanks for dinner. And he asked me, oh, leaving so soon? And I was like, well, it is 2 a.m. And I was like, yeah, but I've seen you stay up with your boyfriend way longer. What? Why don't you sit and stay for a few? But I told him I had to watch my siblings in the a.m. And he said, no problem, and offered to drive me home. But I was like, no, my car isn't that far. Anyway, none of this was really weird until he offered me to smoke. And I was like, no, I don't do that. And he just kind of laughed and was like, yeah, I know you and your boyfriend were smoking weed earlier tonight. You don't need to keep it a secret from me. Then he offered me a beer and I said, again, no. So he was like, I'm sorry, I hope I'm not making you uncomfortable. But for some reason, he decided to double down on the uncomfortableness. Jesus. Because he was then like, I just wanted you to know, the other day I was thinking about what a beautiful young woman you've become. He told me he doesn't think my parents appreciate how much I do for them, and told me if I wanted, he could loan me some money if I wanted to get out and get my own place, and that we could keep it on the DL, so everyone would still think I did it on my own. So I was like, oh, that's nice, but I already have an apartment fund. Then he told me him and his friends were talking about me not long after my birthday party last month, and they couldn't believe how I went from being so awkward when I first started dating my boyfriend to how beautiful and gorgeous I am now. After that, I just felt really weird, like cornered kind of. So I was just like, oh, well, thanks, and ran to my car and left. But I don't know if I'm overreacting and he was just being like a proud parent. I don't know if I'm reading too much into this. Please let me know before I tell my boyfriend something that seems accusatory about his dad. I'm be honest with you. In the beginning, it sounded like it's an old dude who's having a hard time that night, probably couldn't go to sleep, you know, he's a little inebriated and just wanted somebody to talk to. That's where it seems like it started. It's a middle-aged lonely guy, you know, having a rough night. It happens. Things get weird quickly when he starts dropping compliments, and after he's already brought up the fact that he may be making you uncomfortable, meaning that he's feeling the energy in the vicinity, and then he continues to keep offering you money and other things that have nothing to do with the conversation. No, you are not in the wrong. You had every reason to be uncomfortable. Hit the follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I'm Joe Stone. But this one's a little heartbreaking. I, a 19-year-old male, need advice on my 20-year-old female girlfriend. She seems to have no sex drive, but I recently found multiple sex toys and a camera tripod in her room. My girlfriend, a 20-year-old female, and I, a 19-year-old male, have been dating for just over a year, and for the past couple of months, sex has basically been non-existent. When it does happen, she shows no interest and has admitted that she doesn't enjoy it and that it hurts. I've tried talking to her about it, and I've tried a heap of things to try to fix both the pain she's experiencing and also trying to be more attractive to her. I recently found two huge toys, another one that vibrates, a tripod for a phone camera all together, which is weird because I've asked her about getting toys to use in bed before, but she's always been against it. I also found out she's been selling her used undergarments online, which I would be fine with if I had known about it, but I didn't. So what should I do? Look, man, I'll be honest with you. This relationship sounds toxic as hell. Your girlfriend has been lying and hiding things from you. You found out that she has an income stream from a place that you didn't know about, and it would be one thing if she was just like a secret P-star, just getting her money. Fair enough. Maybe she didn't want to tell you about it, and that still would be all the way wrong. But that would be one problem. You've discovered two hustles, both of which, but the main problem is that she doesn't want to do any of this freaky stuff with you. She's lying to you, may not be attracted to you, doesn't want to have any intercourse with you. I'm gonna be honest with you, my guy. It doesn't sound like you need advice. It sounds like you need a new girlfriend. Mic drop. Am I the asshole for what I did to my husband after he commented on my flat chest? My husband Jared and I have been married for 3 years. He's currently out of work and used to work at a high-paying job but got kicked out of the company over a fight with a coworker. And I'm the one paying for rent and utilities. We dedicate some time to see his family weekly. They don't know he's unemployed because he thought they'd see him as a failure, especially his mom, so he told me to keep it a secret. Last night, we were sitting eating dinner at the table. His cousin was talking about his fiance going to Brazil to do a boob job. Jared asked if he was serious, then flattered his cousin's future fiance's boobs by saying they were perfect and that he didn't understand why she'd go get a boob job. He then turned to me and stared at my flat chest while I was eating like an idiot. I have a flat chest, and yes, I'm insecure about it, but there's nothing I can do. And said, hey, why don't you get a boob job? Like it was the first time this ever occurred to him. You're the one who needs it the most. And that's the moment his marriage ended. His mom gasped and screamed his name, Jerry. I said, it's fine. I then turned to him and said, I'll get a boob job once you get an actual job since you've been unemployed for 6 months now. All hell. He then stared at me in disbelief. His mom began questioning him about being unemployed, and then he denied, then admitted it was true. It got awkward with his mom scolding him and others shaming him for it and for hiding it. He got so overwhelmed, he went outside and stayed in the car till I came. He started yelling at me repeatedly, "You couldn't have held your effing tongue," and accused me of turning his family against him and having them judge then shun him. Now he can't even step foot in their house from shame and guilt. I argued that his comment about my chest was insulting, but he said he was giving me a piece of advice and that there was nothing wrong with him wanting me to look pretty, and that what he said was out of support and encouragement, but what I did was the complete opposite, and that it was intended to hurt him, and I succeeded. He dropped me off at home, then went to stay with his buddies. I called him later thinking he calmed down, but his friend said he didn't want to speak to me and I should give him space. Am I the a-hole? I'm not gonna lie, when we first started this journey, I thought that there was no way that you could end up being the a-hole, but your husband kinda did make a good point. What he said haphazardly was disrespectful, a slap in the face, the worst thing you could ever say to your wife, but it also does sound like something he said absentmindedly without realizing the consequences and how it may affect you. Doesn't sound like he's just that bright of a guy and you were hurt by it. And instead of, you know, taking it on the chin and letting him make it, you blasted him in front of his whole family and exposed the one thing that he didn't want them to find out about, and you agreed to keep a secret. Now, he's not in the right at all, but I don't think it was malicious or on purpose, even though it was disrespectful and, like I said, a bad idea. What you did was a lot more purposeful, but again, you were reacting. So that's wrong on both sides. The only thing that would raise it to you being an actual a-hole is if you knew that his family would actually disown him for him simply not having a job. Like, that's a bit of a stretch and something y'all need to figure out. That's a whole other thing y'all need to talk about. If you did ruin his relationship with his family, then you kind of are the a-hole. But either way, I think you guys need to sit down and talk about it, because sometimes it's not about who's the a-hole, it's about fixing their relationship, and you guys could probably fix this. Now, his family sounds like y'all just gonna have to get a whole new one of those. Hit the follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I'm Joe Stone. Bye! Am I the asshole for giving my husband one day to return the bracelet that he stole from his daughter's mother who was dying from cancer? It's a bit complicated, so bear with me. I, a 34-year-old female, have been with my husband, a 37-year-old male, for 2 years. He has a 9-year-old daughter with his ex-wife, Nora, and the reason for the divorce was financial. But she told me that he initiated the divorce after she got diagnosed with cancer. Red flag. Now the cancer has come back and I feel sorry for her because she's a decent woman overall. Due to her treatment schedule, Nora only gets visitation with my stepdaughter for now, when my husband drives my stepdaughter to see her mother 2 days a week. Yesterday, he came home saying that Nora wasn't home and he and his stepdaughter had to leave after waiting for an hour. He then went into the bedroom, stayed there for some time, then went out to visit his friend. I was cleaning the bedroom and found a gold bracelet that looked familiar. I realized that it belonged to Nora, as I'd seen her wear it before. I was confused, so I waited till he got home to ask him about it. His reaction wasn't good though. He lashed out and took it out of my hands, saying I shouldn't touch his personal stuff. I said that this wasn't his personal stuff, this is Nora's, and I asked if he took this bracelet behind her back, and he said no. Nora gave it to him so he could give it to their daughter once she's 20 in case something happens to Nora. I don't know why, but I didn't believe him. I told him I would call Nora and ask her, but he started yelling at me to stay out of his family business. We started arguing and I kept demanding he tell me how and why he got this bracelet. He refused to say anything at first, but then admitted going into Nora's room and taking it while she was out. I told him this wasn't okay, but he said this was his right after he spent money on her treatment before but never got his money back. I was shocked by this statement. As you should be. They were married back then and he shouldn't expect to be repaid. Red flag number two. We're like five at this point. I don't know. I got mad and told him that he has one day to return the bracelet, or I'll tell Nora and let her involve the authorities if she had to, because the bracelet looked heavy and is pricey. He begged me to stay out of it, but I refused. He said I was being malicious and should side with him and not threaten him, but I refused to negotiate anything, and I'm responsible for my word now. Nora is a decent woman who's struggling, and I feel like she should know she can't trust her own daughter's father in her home after this. He said that if I go through with this, then I will ruin our relationship, but I said I'm still standing by my word. Am I the a-hole? No, you are not the a-hole. You are what I would like to call a good person. Am I the asshole for not wanting to be involved with my husband's secret affair child? I, a 35-year-old female, married my husband, a 38-year-old male, 10 years ago. We have 3 kids, 5, 3, and 1. My husband had an affair which resulted in a child. He hid it for years and apparently has stopped the affair after feeling guilty. The child is now 7 and I found out about him last month. Goddamn, you're old as hell. I'm still very angry and I haven't decided if I'm staying with my husband yet. We're in therapy, but it's not going well. The only thing that's keeping me is our kids. My husband wants me to bring his son into our family's life. I don't want the child around at all. I'm fine with my husband having a relationship with his son, but I have 3 kids and I don't want another in my home as a stepchild. I never dated men with kids because I've never wanted to be a stepparent. I don't want to co-parent with someone else's child, especially now. I know that if I decide to stay with my husband, this child will have to be accepted into my family. And I also want to make it clear that if I do stay, this child will be included in our family, and I'm trying to decide if that's something I can handle and want to do. If not, I will be getting a divorce. But right now, I haven't decided to stay, and if I leave, I will absolutely not have anything to do with this child. I feel like if we introduce this child into our kids' lives before we decide what's happening with our marriage, it'll be more confusing for all the kids involved. I can't emotionally manage my kids' potential questions that I don't know the answers to myself yet. I don't think waiting a little longer, I've given our marriage 6 months of therapy, so only 4 more months to see if we could solve things. If not, I'm done. It's going to hurt anyone. I mean, he kept this kid secret for 7 years. Why is an additional 6 months so terrible? But maybe I'm just an a-hole about this because I'm so angry with him. Am I the a-hole? Ma'am, I'll be honest with you. You are not the a-hole in this situation. Your husband is. There's not really anything you can do to be the a-hole. You are simply reacting to being hurt in a way that no one should ever have to go through, and betrayed in a way that no one should have to experience. But this is the thing. No, you don't have to be a second mother to this child. Fair enough. But this kid will be a part of your kid's life, whether you want them to or not, because the father is going to introduce them to your kids whether you stay or not. So you got to get that out of your head first of all anyway, like you said. And this child will probably be a part of your family to a certain extent whether you like it or not. I mean, I guess you could separate it technically if you decide to leave, but the kids are going to know they have a brother, and they're going to talk about him. They're going to ask you questions about him. You're going to deal with a lot of the same stressors regardless if you're in that house or not. Sorry to tell you that, but that's just the truth. Now, the other question is, like you said, do you want to be with this man? That's something that you have to figure out for yourself. But you are not the a-hole for questioning whether you want this child in your life, having to deal with it the way you're dealing with it, and trying to figure this all out. You would only be the a-hole if you like banned the kids from ever finding out about their older brother. But I don't think that's what we're talking about here. So no, I don't think you are. Hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I'm Joe Stone. But am I the asshole for forcing my parents to disown my gay brother? This does not go where you think it goes. It gets way crazier. Watch to the end. I, 28-year-old female, hate my brother, 30-year-old male. He was always the golden child. I was an oops baby and they never wanted a girl. Plus, I was fussy baby compared to him, so I annoyed my mother. He hated me too, and he kept telling lies about me to my parents. If he stole something, he would blame me and they would believe him. He sabotaged all of my relationships. He bullied me. He forced my friends against me, and my parents have always taken his side. I left home for college and managed to get a scholarship as soon as I could. He stayed in my hometown running a place near my parents, paid for by them, of course, and they stopped contacting me. They stopped contacting me and never sent me a dime. I live in another state now, married. My family was invited, but nobody bothered showing up for my wedding. And with my second baby on the way, my husband's family is great, so that's helping out a lot. Anyways, my parents are very traditional. Male head of the family, traditional, all this crap. So my brother coming out shocked them. They absolutely demand blood-related descendants to carry on the family name. I should mention that I and my kids all have my husband's surname. Adoption is not an option, and neither is getting a surrogate. They accept only proper marriage. So out of the blue, my brother contacted me. Apparently, my parents would disown him. He lives off their money and has never worked, unless he fixes the relationship with me so that they can lay claim to my children, since they believe he is the reason why I drifted away from my family. He isn't the sole cause. I blame my parents as well. He actually flew to my state, cried a lot, blamed all the bullying on his stress from being in the closet, yada yada yada, and I told him explicitly to F off. My family is dead to me and I don't care about him. He is now saying how I'm petty and willing to ruin an adult's life over childhood slights, also that I'm homophobic, etc. But I refuse to be back in contact with my parents as a back source of blood-related grandbabies now that their golden child has failed them. Am I the a-hole? Ma'am, you are not the a-hole. Your brother and your entire, like, immediate family are the a-holes. Look, this is the thing. You moved away to do what's best for you, and they didn't care about you. Never gave you a second thought. It was almost like you was the daughter that they never really wanted to have and were glad you were gone. They paid for everything that this grown man has in his entire life. And it doesn't make you homophobic to not want to be family with someone who tortured you your entire childhood. There's so many problems with everything that happened to you that I don't even know where to start. Even the fact that they will be so blind to their own slights against you and the pain and trauma they caused you, and just put it on your brother. Now that they don't like him anymore. Well, let's see how much he enjoys not being the favorite and being the black sheep of the family. But no, I think you did the right thing. Your kids aren't like chess pieces to be traded for family wealth and happiness. And if they think that people are swappable or interchangeable and that you don't have any real emotions and aren't really to sit down and address what really happened and why you drifted away and build a solid relationship, and they're only here to like manipulate your brother into manipulating you, then no, that's not the kind of people you need to be around. And you definitely made the right decision. So hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I am Joe Stone. But I, a 20-year-old female, am scared to tell my dad, a 42-year-old male, that I'm his daughter. So my dad left when I was 3. I have no memories of him at all. According to my mom, he went to prison for a few years and then she got remarried and didn't want him in my life anymore. After my mom divorced my stepdad when I was 17, I just felt like I finally wanted to find my real dad. I just wanted to know what kind of person he actually is. So when I turned 18, I hired a firm that tracked him down because my mom refused to tell me who he is or where he lives. After I discovered who he was, I wanted to reach out, but I was afraid of rejection and I was slightly intimidated by him. He owns 3 hotels in our city and I didn't want him to feel like I was after his money or anything. 8 months ago, I finally got a job as a receptionist at one of his hotels. I was hoping that after I get to know him, it would make it easier to tell him he's my dad, but it hasn't. I still can't find the courage. He's a great guy and I have a decent boss and employee relationship with him. But now I just feel stupid that I didn't tell him at the start and now I'm afraid it's too late. I don't know where to go from here. Do I just come out and tell him he's my dad? Do I just continue working for him and not tell him? I just need some perspective on this. Can you help? What would Joe Stone do? Woo! So what would Joe Stone do? Look, I think that at the end of the day, you have every right to know who your father is. And I think that he has every right to know who you are. I think at this point, you've already committed to this whole situation. You hired a firm. You tracked him down. You got a job. You had to interview, apply for this job, got the job, but now you work directly under him or you deal with him on a regular basis. At least. There's nothing to do in this situation but tell him. You've already made it this far. You made that decision a long time ago, whether you know it or not. So sit him down and tell him. And writing a letter or a note or a message is also an option. And I think you're going to be surprised about how open he is to all of this. But you've already made the decision. And win, lose, or draw, you don't want to leave this situation not telling him and then go the rest of your life thinking I woulda, shoulda, coulda. You're better than that. Hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I'm Joe Stone.